So about 1,000 people already left the yatra today. I was told there were 6 trains this evening taking devotees to their places. So it is a small group tonight, comparatively. But for whoever's here, we have the great fortune of closing our 2011 Kartik Yatra by hearing some words of blessing, realizations from a few of our very esteemed, beloved participants. I'd like to start with the senior most among all of us, Malati Devi. Could you sit up front, please? What we could do is just a real nice little heartfelt message for a few minutes, everyone. And then we'll have everyone speak. Would you like to stay there? Whatever makes you happy is...
Hare Krishna. So, part of the great beauty of these yatras is the satsang of coming together with like-minded individuals, devotees of Lord Krishna, and being able to sit in most holy sacred places of pilgrimage in the association of very advanced sadhus who are very mercifully speaking to us their deep realizations on Krishna's pastimes. If it wasn't for this speaking, our eyes would not be properly adjusting to the elements, and our minds would probably be disturbed by some of the elements. And Srila Prabhupada set the stage, and His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, following in His footsteps, as very wonderfully giving you the key to Vrindavan through the sound vibration. It is said that a crystal reflects the quality around the qualities around it. So in the same way, if we take shelter of the saintly persons, will similarly reflect their qualities. Because Radhanath Maharaj and my esteemed godbrothers, Giriraj Maharaj, Yadubar Maharaj, and others have taken shelter of Srila Prabhupada, they're reflecting his qualities. And this is a very great gift. And it is one of the gifts of the yatra. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Yadubar Prabhu. Yadubar Prabhu was the first filmmaker of the Hare Krishna movement. It was always one of the great pleasures of Prabhupada when he would come out with another one of his incredible devotional productions.
I want to thank His Holiness Radhanath Swami for making this amazing arrangement. We saw yesterday the offering to Govardhan Hill. I think no one has witnessed this type of offering on that scale ever. In at least as long as I have been around, we have not seen such a wonderful offering. And the amazing spirit of everyone who is here to serve, that's also has not been seen on this magnitude with 5,000 or 6,000 devotees. Of course, when we were with Srila Prabhupada in the early days, that spirit was manifest also in a very small party of 20 or 25, some of those who are here with us today. But to see this type of spirit and cooperation and devotion with thousands and thousands of people is truly inspiring. And also Maharaj's talks. I'm not one to sit for hours and hours. It's a little difficult to. After 1 hour, I get a little fidgety. But the talks that Maharaj has given were truly inspiring. I found myself very absorbed for two hours and more. So I think he has struck all our hearts with his devotion and learning. And I just am deeply, deeply thankful. Thank you, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm doing it anyway. We have with us an incredible Vaishnava from Russia, Nitai Chaitanya Swami Maharaj. Please come forward, Maharaj. From the times behind the Iron Curtain, he has been risking his life, traveling to the provinces of Siberia and all other parts of Russia, and transforming people's hearts. And we're so grateful that you are here. Let us welcome Nitai Chaitanya Maharaj.
Vanchakalpadarubhishya gribasindubhyeva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Thank you very much for the possibility to say something. First of all, I very grateful to my spiritual brothers and sisters, and of course my dear spiritual master, Srila Radhanatha Swami, Guru Maharaj. When I had heard history about a small kid, Vraj Mohan, I thought about me like a copy of this small boy. Because of association with so advanced devotees of Chaupati and my spiritual master, I also felt how it is dangerous and bad thing when Radharani is separated from Krishna. Guru Maharaj yesterday asked me briefly, is I happy? So I answered practically. But now my happiness is increased by his association and activities and form of life nearby of Giriraj Govardhan. So I will try in the time of a second party of our parikram satisfy my spiritual master, my Diksha Guru Maharaj, Srila Radhanatha Swami, and my Shiksha Guru Maharaj, Srila Niranjana Swami, and Russian devotees. And this idea live nearby of Govardhan was for me very, very, very difficult but this life already behind. And this part of life, parikram, and staying nearby of Giriraj Maharaj brought new emotion and new phase in the way which was directed by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. And for example, yesterday I did parikram with one devotee who showed for us main places, main tirthas around or in area of Radha Kund. And after his description and association, I practically speaking didn't felt some a special type of inspiration. But after lecture and talking my Guru Maharaj, I regenerated my emotion more and many times deeply. I felt it, this persons which was named and meant it by Guru Maharaj, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and of course Srila Madhavendra Puri and others. So thank you very much, merciful Chaupati devotees, for your association. I felt myself like Shankachuda and Arishta Asura, mainly like Shankachuda, but you tolerated me in your pure atmosphere, and my Guru Maharaj, Srila Radhanatha Swami. Thank you very much, dear Chaupati devotees. Hare Krishna. And I also gratified to all senior devotees which I can seen in the time of this yatra. Thank you very much, Giriraj Maharaj, the Nardar Maharaj, and others, Mother Jamalati. Thank you very much, and please forgive me. Hare Krishna.
Prajalila Devi, we feel in the presence of Ekavir Prabhu and yourself that Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj is here dancing with us, smiling upon us, and blessing us. Thank you.
Vancha Kalpa Charubhyascha. Oh, Krishna. So in the assembly of all the Vaishnavas, I wanted to say two things. One is a little story. Some years ago, Ekavira Prabhu and myself were invited to have lunch with His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj. This is in Houston. And we were wondering, why would Maharaj invite us to lunch? And especially myself, I was really in awe. Who are we? Maharaj invited us to lunch. And so in my nature, which is a nature of always speaking out, I asked His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Maharaj, what is it that we've done that you have invited us to lunch with you? And he looked at me, because Ekavira Prabhu is very humble. As you see, he's not up here. And so he looked at me and he said, you have not done anything. This is only the mercy of your Guru Maharaj. I said, thank you very much. So Srila Radhat Maharaj, in the mood of Shiksha, it's been a Shiksha for me for over 30 years. He's been guiding me in many, 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 many different ways. Second thing, the gratitude that I have for him as well as so many of Srila Prabhupada's disciples, all of Chaupati devotees. One thing Maharaj said in one of the classes in Vrindavan, he said, when we love Krishna, then we can love everybody. And when we love everybody, then we can love Krishna. And so I came here knowing that my physical body may not be able to do the physical parikrams, but I wanted to hear. And in wanting to hear, I had a desire. And my desire was to hear from Maharaj as well as all his god brothers, god sisters, how I could become more humble. Because that's something I know is really, really important for a Vaishnava. And so if I've heard anything about humility, it's watching all of you and watching how His Holiness Radhanath Swami has infused that love in all of you to love all of us so that we can try to love Krishna, at least myself, and Krishna somehow, I know, will reciprocate because that is Krishna. And so I want to thank all of you, and I want to thank Radhanath Maharaj, because Maharaj, what you've done is incredible. It's absolutely incredible in this Vaishnava history. And I thank you for that. And I know my Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, is smiling and happy and dancing every time you chant, every time you dance with all the devotees in your little groups. And as always, I do speak a little more, so this is one last thing. We have a letter in our refrigerator from His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj that he sent to us some time ago. And in that letter, he said, Ekavira Vrajalila, he's giving us some instructions about something we're doing with him. And he said, at the end, I love you both very much. So Maharajas, thank you very much. We need your love, all of you. Malati and all the devotees of Chaupati, thank you very much.
Sri Bhangananda Prabhu from UK.
Hare Krishna. Didn't expect this, but I'd just like to express my sincere appreciation to His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj and all the devotees here, all the Maharajas and Prabhus who very kindly distilled and delivered the essence of sweet transcendental nectar in such a way that we can not only begin to understand more and more about what it is that Srila Prabhupada was trying to give us, but actually appreciate something so incredibly sweet, which is the Vrindavan mood and the mood of living in the association of so many Vaishnavas, and hope that this will actually help me understand clearly and help me get all the nasty things out of my heart and allow some of the wonderful mercy that I've been very kindly allowed to receive here to pour more and more continuously forevermore into my heart. So thank you all of you, very much indeed. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj ki jai. His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj and all the assembled devotees ki jai.
We have with us dear friend, the owner of one of the greatest publishing companies in the world, Mandala, who I've been working with, and it's one of the greatest joys of my life. Great Vaishnav, disciple of His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj. So honored that you're here with us.
Vancha Kalpatri Vishta Kipa Sindhu Bhayavacha Patitanam Bhavani Vyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. And after, like, my humble respects to all the assembled Vaishnavas here and to the lotus feet of my Guru Maharaj Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Goswami. And I'm the most junior of everybody on this stage, I think. And so feeling very unqualified to say anything. But also I guess it is my duty to glorify the Vaishnavas. And so I'm grateful for that opportunity. And I've never seen this big a yatra with so many Vaishnavas gathered today. With hearing and chanting together with so many elevated souls, that's a very wonderful experience. And it's quite amazing. And it's amazing, as many of you have said, that Srila Radhanath Swami has created such an opportunity for all of us. But I wanted to just say a few words about the amazing work that he's been doing in the West and how much impact and change and how much inspiration he's giving to so many of us who are have been working there and trying to create bridges and reach the general public. And while we don't see that here so much in India, that what he's doing in the West, it's having a very powerful impact. As big as this yatra is, many times over, I think it's having that big an impact in the West and will continue to. And it takes a lot of humility, maturity, faith, determination to do the type of work that he's doing there and to build bridges and to make himself available, as Prabhupada did when he first went to America. He was standing in line to take a shower with the people who came to the early temples. And that type of spirit, that type of determination, that type of humility is what Maharaj is exemplifying for us in the West. So I wanted to just say a few words of gratitude about that and recognize how important that is, that everything that we hold dear and relish here, the world is at a point where it needs that more than ever. There's great, great change happening in the world, and this is a wonderful opportunity to share all the gifts that we've been given with the greater public. So thank you very much. It's the quality of the guru to make even a dumb man a great speaker. So Maharaj is one of my gurus, so somehow I'm speaking. So thank you very much.
Sridharji has been connected with yoga and Eastern spirituality as an American for almost 50 years. And the largest kirtan festival in the Western world, Bhakti Fest, has been created and organized and by Sridharji, and he's come every night for our programs. You did Govardhan Parikrama today? You did Govardhan Parikrama today. Let us welcome him to our yatra.
Jai Shri Krishna. When Maharaj was talking the other day about true devotion, what is a true devotee? I've been watching for the last 2 weeks, looking at each and every one of you and watching your seva and how you perform your daily activities with such love and such joy and always smiles. I never saw an argument. I've always only saw cooperation, patience and enthusiasm, and it just filled my heart so deeply with so much love. And I just want to tell you how much I appreciate each and every one of you and what you come here with and what you did on this yatra, which was just overwhelmingly beautiful service and great seva. And you are an example of what a true devotee is. And you have a wonderful, wonderful Maharaj is somebody I've only known for 4 years. I invited him to the Bhakti Fest. We just finished 4 days of nonstop kirtan, 24 hours for 4 days on one stage and 12 hours of kirtan on a second stage and over 100 yoga classes and 4 days of workshops and meditation. And the last night, from 9 o'clock at night, I asked all the artists and yoga teachers to please come up on stage, and Shamji was there, and Sachidananda Swami was there, and Maharaj was there, and sitting here. And we started the Maha Mantra. We were supposed to only go 30 minutes, and we wound up doing the Maha Mantra for 3 hours. After 4 days of nonstop kirtan, and we ended with the Maha Mantra. And then I took a little example from Maharaj from the Flower Festival, and we got up and started to dance. Maharaj was dancing, and Sachidananda Swami was dancing, and Shamdas and myself, and I took buckets of flowers and started throwing them out all over the place, and the stage was filled, and the audience was in ecstasy, and 3,000 people were up and dancing to the Maha Mantra. And I want to thank you so much. So much. Thank you. Thank you.
My oldest new friend, Shamdasji. We've known each other for 40 years and we just met 2 years ago. He is one of the great scholar of Sanskrit, writer of so many books, traditional books, initiated in Pushti Marg, the Sampradaya of Sripad Ballabhacharya Mahaprabhu, and we are so grateful, so honored that you are with us. He's also spreading kirtan throughout the world. Let us welcome Shyamdas Ji.
Jai Sri Krishna. Jai Sri Krishna. It's a great honor. I think I've been here almost 40 years on the Govardhan Hill, and to see what Radhanath Maharaj has done here, bringing all of you blessed bhaktas to this area, is the fruit of all of my years of residence here in the Raj area. So, aap log bahut bhagya hain. कि आप लोग ने 10-15 दिन पर्यंत ब्रजवास किया है और इस ब्रजवास को जब आप लोग यहां से प्रस्थान करेंगे आज या कल इस जो अलौकिक भाव इसको अपने घर तक को भी ले जाना है दैट यू शुड कीप द मेमोरीज ऑफ दिस अलौकिक पिलग्रिमेज विथ यू बिकॉज Braj Dham is Nitya. Jojo Vastu Hote Hain So Sab Bhagavad Roop. Everything here is an emanation of that Supreme Personality that we all worship. I want to recite one poem by the very famous Kirtan Kar Surdas, who was the son of devotion. And he says it like this. Brindavan Ika Palaka Jo Reye जन्म जन्म के पाप कटत है कृष्ण कृष्ण मुख के ये महाप्रसाद और जल जमुना को तनक तनक बर पैये सूरदास वैकुंठ मधुपुरी भाग्य बिन कहां ते पैये. The translation of this is, I mean, if you live here for a palak, for just a blink of the eye. And living in Braj doesn't mean being physically here. It means recognizing Braj, the sands of Braj, the waters of Yamunaji, the sacred Shilas of the Govardhan Hill as part of the form of the Blessed Lord, Swayam Bhagavana. And if through the grace of the Vaishnavas, because I have lived here and I have seen that it is through the bhaktas that we're able to understand the subtleties of devotional life. And so I bow down to all of you, especially to Maharaj, who has shown me so many things in our 4-year, really 40-year type of relationship, because I've heard of him for all these days. So if you stay here for one moment with a palak, which is a blink of the eye, Janama janama ke pap katat, that all of the complications that may have arisen in our lives from lifetimes, they are katat, they are removed. And then when one is free, what do? They do haribol. Haribol. Krishna Krishna Mukha Kaye. They recite the names of the blessed Krishna, the all-attractive one. And then what do? You are still living in the world. Because that's what this is about. This is about experiencing Krishna here. So how do we spend our time? Mahaprasad ora jala jamanako, tanaka tanaka barapaye. So then we will take the Mahaprasad. We will take the blessings, whether it be in food, offered food, whether it be in association, whether it be when our eyes focus upon objects that remember, that remind us of our eternal relationship. Tanaka, tanaka, barapaye. We just need a bit of it and we are totally satisfied. Surdasa Vaikunta Madhupuri, says the poet, Surdas, these subtle subjects, the subject of Braj, Bhagya Bina Kahante Paye, they are found through grace. And that's what I think this is ultimately about, is about having the grace of the association of each other. Because my investigation into this blessed path of bhakti is that without satsang, without the good association of other practitioners, it is extremely difficult to move forward on this path. And so with dinta, with humility, I bow down to all of you, because within the Vaishnava Rupa, it is truly Guru, Hari, Guru, Vaishnava. These three forms reside simultaneously as one. And this is a single body, and I bow down to all of you. And I want to thank Radhanath Maharaj again for allowing me a moment to have your association. And Krishna, Krishna, Mukha Kaye, and we will continue with that. Hari Bol.
One of the great Brijabasis, His Holiness Dhanadhar Swami Maharaj, author of Waves of Devotion, such an embodiment of such incredible realizations of pure devotion. So honored that you're here, Maharaj. Let us welcome Maharaj.
Panchakalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhu bhayebhya patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah.
His Holiness Radhanath Swami was very kind, and he called me a Brijbasi. What to speak of a great Brijbasi. But I'd like to tell a short story. If I am a great Brijbasi, then what is His Holiness Srila Radhanath Swami? Not many people know this, but Srila Radhanath Swami is my Dham Guru. I'll tell that story, but first, I'll give you a meditation. I want you to meditate right now that His Holiness Radhanath Swami tells you, you can come back to Vrindavan, but not for 12 years. What would you feel like? And what would the first thing that you do when you arrive in the Dham? As you probably know from the journey home and from the talks of Srila Radhanath Swami, that he lived in Vrindavan deeply. He met many of the great saints in Vrindavan. He got their association. Then he met his eternal spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, who he noted exemplified the mood that he saw in these saints. So I was in Vrindavan, and I was the first person, at least in ISKCON, that he met when he came back. He actually arrived in Mathura and then walked to Vrindavan by the bank of the Jamuna. He told me also he was deeply meditating after so many years. Perhaps the mood of a Krur when he was coming to Vrindavan, now I will see the lords of my life, in such anticipation. And then I remember that day standing, somehow I was fortunate to be standing right in the front of the Krishna Balaram Mandir. And as I saw him, this is what he said and this is what he did. Could you just hold, I hate to engage Giriraj in my service. This is what he did. He looked at me and he said, "Do you have any service for me?" So that's the essence of Vrindavan. And that's what Vrindavan is. I remember one of the dear sadhus that His Holiness Radhanath Swami met. Years later, I met him after Radhanath Swami came back to Vrindavan. I met Ramesh Baba. And somehow I came to Mankutir about 2 o'clock in the afternoon and someone said, "You want to meet Ramesh Baba? Come up to see him." And when we came into his room, I was a little bit embarrassed. I came with a group and he was sitting on his bed and he was eating. And he looked up and the first thing he said to me, "Is there any service that you have for me?" So you can understand that Maharaj has deeply imbibed the mood of Vrindavan, and he's instilled it within so many people. Here, Shamdas, he's been here for so many years. He knows the mood of Vrindavan. He's a Vaishnava. And he's looking out. He's appreciating. And Sridhar, been associated with so many saints for so many years. And he comes here and he looks out. And they're seeing that this is the mood of Vrindavan. So, the disciple, I heard one nice definition of Shisha, disciple. It says, disciple is one who takes the mood of his guru. So this is the parampara, the mood of humble service. And it's the mood of Vrindavan. But the only difference between here and other places is that here that mood is moving so powerfully. When we leave, we have to create it ourselves. Then there's no difference. There's no difference. Someone gave the example of a country like the Netherlands. It's below the ground, so it's naturally irrigated. Now, if you have a place on a mountain, it can be the exact same, but you have to irrigate it. So that's by the mood of service. And that's why I think, I always said, Prabhupada once said that he said, if you come to Vrindavan, 3 days or 3 years, something like that. And I thought, what does this mean? You have to understand the essence. And I thought, you have to be in the mood of service here. And that's why these parikrams are organized in a way that you're always engaged. That way you imbibe the mood of Vrindavan. One time in Srila Prabhupada's room, I heard a tape, and Prabhupada said, you know, at the end of a life, even a dog goes back to Godhead. And then Prabhupada said, that is the glory of Vrindavan Dham. So I thought, what does that mean? There's a wind. There's a force here of service. And if you enter into that mood of service, you experience Vrindavan as the most pleasant and favorable place. So three days or 3 years, I think Prabhupada meant. But if you're going to stay longer, make a commitment to the mission, to the service. So now you can take that mood home. It's been inspired so deeply into your hearts and qualify yourself for Vrindavan. I always feel sometimes when I see people like Radhanath Swami and Sachinandana Swami here, I've lived here for many, many years, but I don't feel that I have the mood of Vrindavan that they do because of their intense mood of service. And I thought something like the mood of Vrindavan, the love of Vrindavan is like water. It's just pouring. So I feel maybe I'm like a stone. The water can come for so many years, but how much is absorbed? But when you're like a piece of cotton, then immediately so much is absorbed. So this mood of seva, and not only seva, but dasa, dasa, anudasa. One time I went to see Burijan Prabhu, and he lives in the house of Ananda Vrindavaneshwari and Brajabihari. So he couldn't go on the parikram. So Ananda Vrindavaneshwari came back, so he wanted to hear, what did Radhanath Swami speak about at Govindakund? And she came back and she said, wait, what did he speak about? And he said, well, he spoke for 2 hours on being the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the Vaishnavas. And then Burijan thought, and we all know that he's such a teacher. And he said, what a good teacher. Because when a teacher wants to teach and emphasize a point, he stresses it again and again and again. So I think it's your responsibility now to really take that mood deeply into your heart and carry it with you and make everything Vrindavan. And not only make everything Vrindavan, but make yourself qualified to actually be a Brijbasi. Like Shamdas just said, it's such a nice point. It's not physically residing here. It's a mood of consciousness. As Narottam Das Thakur said, it's almost like a mantra for Vrindavan. Vishayacharya kabe shude habe man kabe hama heravo shri Vrindavan dam. When my mind is peaceful and I'm free from selfish desires, then I actually see Vrindavan. So by the way these festivals are organized, where you're so geared in the mood of engagement and service, you actually get the vision to see something very, very beautiful and actually keep that in your heart. And it's very, very inspiring me to get the association of all the devotees here and actually be reminded myself really what Vrindavan is. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Srila Prabhupada has, I feel, personally manifesting whenever Giriraj Swami Maharaj appears. Let us welcome His Holiness once again.
Hare Krishna. As always, it's a great honor and privilege and pleasure to be with all of you, especially in the presence of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj and so many exalted devotees. Yesterday I mentioned in brief Srila Prabhupada's desire to come to Govardhan just days before he left this world, and how it was not possible for him to come physically at that time. But then, some days later, we took him on parikrama, small deity. He was, after he left, of course, so many of these beautiful life-size deities were made, but I didn't even know there were little deities then. And previously, after being stationed in Bombay, in Juhu, I never came to Vrindavan. We had so many enemies, and there were so many complications to deal with. I felt I can't leave because anything could have happened in those days, You know, even if I was gone for a day, like anything could have happened. But so many devotees were going to Vrindavan, and I was feeling, what about me? I'm just going to be in Juhu all the time? And then I thought, maybe I'm just imagining it. Maybe I'm exaggerating my own importance, thinking that if I leave for a day or two or three, you know, something terrible could happen. So I decided, okay, I will go to Vrindavan. So I took a train. I had planned to stay for 4 days. And when I arrived, I passed by Srila Prabhupada's house. And later, maybe 15 minutes later, one of Prabhupada's servants came to me and said, Srila Prabhupada noticed me passing by his window. And he said, what is Giriraj doing here? He can never leave Bombay. Three days at the most, and then he must go back. But I was so mortified. I rebooked my train ticket and went back after 2 days. So I really had very little exposure to Vrindavan. I really hardly knew anything about Vrindavan except a little from the books. So when Prabhupada left and the devotees took him on parikrama to Govardhan Hill, I had very little idea of Govardhan Hill. I didn't know what any of the places were. And then at the end, we came to Radhakund. And the devotees put that small deity of Srila Prabhupada on the Sangam, that dividing strip between Radhakund and Shyamakund, and had kirtan. And somehow during that kirtan, I guess you could say Prabhupada just manifested himself as the deity, or he revealed that there was absolutely no difference between the deity and him. And that was a very significant revelation, because we were in such a mood of separation, you can imagine. And yes, he's there. One time before that, before we had Juhu or anything, just in the very early days of Prabhupada and the devotees in India, Srila Prabhupada asked Gurudas Prabhu to come to Vrindavan to look into getting a property. And so Yamuna Devi was the next in charge of the small party in Delhi, and I was there, and Gopal, a devotee named Gopal, and Bhakta Bruce, who is now His Holiness Bhanu Swami. And we were not getting any news from Gurudas. It was impossible to get through to him. And he said, you know, he'll be back in 2 days. So Yamuna Devi decided, okay, we'll all go to Vrindavan and find him. So we found him, and he sort of tried to explain to us what happened. And he said when he arrived in Vrindavan, he met some people and told them that he was here on some business. Prabhupada wanted him to look into the property at Keshigat, see if we could get it for ISKCON, and he was going to go back to Delhi in 2 days. And they all smiled and said, let us see. And Gurudas said, Vrindavan is a very special place. You may come here with your ideas about how long you want to stay and what you want to do. But Vrindavan is a very special place, and Vrindavan can overrule your plans very easily. So, I was in the mood of roaming, so I roamed about and it got late, and eventually I couldn't find my way back. All the little lanes looked the same. All the architecture was the same. There were temples everywhere. I was just totally lost. I did not know what to do. And it was getting darker and darker, and I thought, well, so I saw there was a temple with very big steps leading up to it and like a plinth going around it. And there were some sadhus lying down. So I thought, okay, I'll do that. So I just lay down on the steps, and I took rest. And in the morning, I woke up, and eventually, I found my way back to the devotees. So when we got back to Bombay, we met Srila Prabhupada, and he asked what happened, and I explained, well, nothing really came through with the property, but when I was in Vrindavan, I really felt the presence of Krishna. I could feel Krishna and Balaram and the cows just passing by. And Prabhupada said, yes, you can feel the presence of Krishna. At the present stage, you cannot see Krishna, but you can feel the presence of Krishna in Vrindavan. So he said, it doesn't matter that nothing came through with the property, that there is no loss, because you got to experience a little of Vrindavan. And then some months later, or maybe a year later, I was in Calcutta, based in Calcutta, and I became quite sick, and I was staying with a life member and friend, C.L. Bajoria, and John Mastami came, and I was like, I was just very weak, had a very, I think, bad case of jaundice. And I thought, well, it's Janmashtami, what am I going to do? I'll just chant Hare Krishna, I'll just chant Japa. So I just spent the whole day chanting Japa. And as the day wore on and I was chanting, I started to feel the same way I felt when I was in Vrindavan. And, I was getting up to like 40 rounds, 50 rounds. It wasn't my idea to chant 64, but it ended up something like that. And then I realized, oh, you don't have to physically be in Vrindavan to have that experience. You can have that experience anywhere by chanting the holy names, or by being fully absorbed in Krishna, wherever you are. So those were some preliminary experiences, and now coming to the mood of love. We have heard this word love a lot here, and as Burijan Prabhu said, Radhanath Swami is an expert teacher, and if you want your students to learn something, you repeat it and repeat it and repeat it. And so it's one of the themes that has been prominent in the yatra. And I will tell my own little early experience of His Holiness Radhanath Swami's love. Radhanath Swami, due to circumstances, we hadn't associated much for many years. He had been in New Vrindavan and I'd been in India. And then even when he began to spend time at Chopadi, I was in Juhu, and, you know, officially Chopadi was not part of ISKCON, and so we didn't really spend much time together. But then somehow I went to Pune for the Pune Yatra, when at the time it seemed like a huge gathering of devotees, but it's not like the huge gatherings now. And so, but it, by our standards, it was huge. And so we were living in Krishna Chandra Prabhu's home, where the yatra was held on the grounds. And all the devotees were waiting for Radhanath Swami to come down. And I think we both shaved up that morning, but I was shaving up afterwards, and it was taking time. And I kept telling Maharaj, you should go down, all the devotees are waiting for you. And he would not go down. I mean, he didn't contradict me or anything, but he just didn't move. And I kept saying, Maharaj, the devotees are waiting, it's gonna take time, I'm gonna have to shower, you should go down. And he just would not move. And he waited for me. And, you know, after shaving and showering and dressing, we went down together. And at that moment, I thought, he really loves me. And it was such a different feeling. I think the mood has, at least in some places in ISKCON, it's definitely improved since then. But at that time, I was used to a culture where, oh, Giriraj Swami's gonna come later. That's great. I'm gonna go ahead, and I'll be the one everyone sees. And then when he comes, they probably won't even notice him. Oh, this is so good. I mean, I hope I'm, maybe that's just a projection of my evil mind. So don't take it as a literal fact, but that's what I was thinking. Let's just put it that way. And I was thinking, this is so different. This is so different. And I felt, you know, he really loves me. And although he has the capacity, like Krishna, like we heard about Lord Chaitanya dancing with different kirtan parties, or Krishna playing his flute, Krishna dancing with the gopis, even just now about Krishna and Balaram singing, everyone thinks that he loves only me, or he loves me the best. And Radhanath Swami, as an extension of Krishna's love and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's love, he has that ability to make you feel like so special. Like he, and it comes from him. He loves the way Krishna loves. And when he's with you, it really is like that. It's like you're the only one in the world for him, and you feel it, and so you feel like you want to give your heart to him, which is a very wonderful thing to do, because he will take your heart and offer it to Srila Prabhupada through Parampara to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and on back to Radha and Krishna. So I can't even express how grateful I am to him for what he's done for me personally, what he's done for all of you to create such a wonderful association, how he's brought all of you together here and given me the chance to have your association. Today I heard a little, I had a little talk with Asit Krishna at the Bhaktivedanta Ashram in Govardhan, and he was sharing some of his realizations about Govardhan with me, and how I asked him what he liked to read, what books he liked to read. He said Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and then he mentioned Raghunath Das Goswami's prayers, his prarthana, especially his prayer for residence at Govardhan. And that Raghunath Das, he could have stayed anywhere. He could have stayed in Vrindavan, he could have stayed in Varshana, he could have stayed in Nandagram. Why Govardhan? And there's a commentary that Asit Krishna has in Hindi. He believes that it's by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, but he couldn't confirm it. But there's a commentary. And the commentary says that the reason, it's commenting on his prayer, Nijanat Katsi Devi Govardhan Tvam. That Govardhan is Haridasa Varya. He is the greatest of all great souls. And it is the nature of great souls to seek the association of other great souls. And Govardhan Hill is the greatest of all great souls, so all other great souls will come to Govardhan to have darshan of Govardhan Hill. And so Raghunath Das Goswami was thinking, if I reside at Govardhan Hill, then so many other great souls will come here for darshan and I will get their darshan. And that's true the Bhaktivedanta Ashram. So many great souls come. And it's very true of His Holiness Radhanath Swami, wherever he is. So many great souls come for his association. And so while getting His Holiness Radhanath Swami's association, you also get the association of so many great souls. And by his association, you all have become great souls. And so we get your association by coming to be with him. And we are just drowning in an ocean of nectar. So I thank him and all of you and all of you. And Srila Prabhupada, who's the source of it all for us. Hare Krishna.
Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jāi. Vañca kalpatarūpyas ca kripa sindhubya eva ca patitānam pāvanebhyo vaiṣṇavebhyo namo nama. We will conclude our yatra, or at least the first stage of the yatra, with kirtan.